welcome to Your Favourite Teacher. Today we're going to take a closer look at the Burling's daughter Sheila and the role of gender in an Inspector Calls. Now, we have four women in the play. We have Edna, the parlour maid. We see very little of her. We have Eva, who's the subject of our investigation, but we don't actually meet her in the play. We have Sheila, who is the Burling's daughter, and Sybil, who is Arthur's wife. It's important to remember that the play was set at a time where women did not have the vote, and the best they could really hope for was to secure a good marriage, as Sheila does with Gerald. But when the play is being watched in 1945, there have been some really significant changes for the role of women. So Sheila is one of the more sympathetic characters in Inspector Calls. When the play begins, she's undeniably spoilt and selfish, but she does seem to mature throughout the play and is deeply affected by the lessons that the inspector gives her. Women were, of course, naturally more submissive in this patriarchal society. Sheila starts the play with fairly limited power, but what she has, we know she's abused by getting Eva sacked. She's inferior to her mother, father, and fiancé, Gerald, and is reminded of a woman's place by the very traditional Sybil. When you're married, you'll realise, is what her mother says. Mrs. Burling fulfils old-fashioned female roles. She thinks that women should support their husbands and not speak out against them. Sheila already begins to defy this by playfully warning Gerald, "So you be careful." She represents what Burling hopes for social change. The concept of responsibility and community is one that Sheila soon learns and champions when the inspector leaves the stage. Priestley has Sheila repeat the inspector's warning of fire and blood and anguish, showing quite how much it influenced her and her views. She chastises her father. "These girls aren't cheap labour, they're people." Defying this submission assumed for both her gender and age. Sheila redeems herself in the eyes of the audience, accepting responsibility for the part that she played. Now, during the war, many male-dominated positions in the workplace had to be filled by women. This helped change existing perceptions. Men had to acknowledge that women were just as capable as them, and as a result, had just as much right to campaign and earn equal money. Not all men saw this change in attitude as a good thing and stayed stuck in the past. So Priestley really explores the impact of these new gender roles through the independence of Eva Smith and the growing independence of Sheila Burling, and sort of contrasts those with the sexist attitudes of Mr. Burling and perhaps Gerald. We can draw quite a few parallels between Sheila and Eva, and I imagine that's what helps Sheila empathise with her. Eva is a modern working woman. She's independent and fights for her own rights and those of others. Priestley needs people to recognise that we're all not so different from one another, and that's something that Sheila learns quite quickly. It's also something that the audience would recognise. The World Wars highlighted this when men fought and died side by side, regardless of class or status. So a post-war audience will be more inclined to adopt Sheila's attitude towards change, unlike her mother's. Priestley would have hoped that by the end of the play, the audience would have questioned their views on stereotypical gender roles. And I think Sheila really does campaign this change and independence.